Hey, I'm Ella Gray, and welcome back to the Key of E podcast. This week, I'm going to be continuing in my Harry Styles series by talking about his second album, which is called Fine Line. The actual album cover of this album is just so iconic, and I feel like it's one of the most recognizable covers. I feel like in the future, we're going to see, like, you know, like, just some of the most iconic album covers of, like, past decades. I feel like 20 years later, we're going to look back and be like, okay, that was a really noticeable cover. Like, it's, you could point it out. It's colorful. Everything just pops so nicely. The contrasting of the colors is great. I think it's my favorite Harry Styles album cover. I just like how it stands out. It's easy to spot. I love album covers like that, because if you look at like a whole wall of like records or like CDs or just like even just like posters of albums, like you can pick out kind of the most colorful ones or the ones that stand out to you because like they're recognizable to you, especially if you've like seen them a lot. Like they definitely stand out in a really good way, and I think that that's the actual, like, cover that you pick for your album is so important, because that's what people, they're unfortunately gonna judge the album by its cover. Because, of course, we're gonna do that. We're all human. That's kind of how our brains just work. And so whenever we think of Fine Line, we're gonna think of the album cover. We're gonna visualize what the album itself looks like. Even if you know nothing about Harry Styles, you will obviously know these songs. Adore You. And Watermelon Sugar, of course. Watermelon Sugar High. Watermelon Sugar High. Watermelon Sugar. We all know those songs. Those were huge radio hits. I honestly kind of forget that they're on this album, because I feel like we heard them so many times on the radio that like they almost feel like they're completely disconnected from the storyline that is this album, but they really aren't. They fit into this extraordinary, shimmering, shiny world that is Fine Line. A lot of these songs are just so like bright and colorful. And it just feels like, I don't know, a rainbow of songs. But let's get into some of these songs. Let's start with track one, which is Golden. I think this song might be the most notable and memorable to me, just because it starts the album. It introduces us to, okay, this is going to be the sound of this album. This is a new era for Harry. I mean, this song is so catchy. Like, just the melody, so catchy. A lot of these songs are super catchy. I mean, obviously, that's why they got so much radio play, because they're easy to sing along with. They're fun. They're upbeat. Most of them are. I talked about this a little bit last week, but just having like the opening line be golden as I open my eyes. Like you're dropped into this world of, okay, there's going to be some happy songs. There's going to be some sadder songs. There's going to be regretful songs, but there's also going to be songs that you're going to sing in the car with your friends. There's going to be songs that you're going to hear that are like a little more like upbeat and party songs. But then there's also going to be songs that you're going to cry to. It's a great mix. I want to move to another one of my favorites on this album, which is Cherry. Don't you call him baby? We're not talking lately. Don't you call him what you used to call me. I confess, I can tell that you are at your best. I'm selfish, so I'm hating it. I notice that there's a piece of you in how I dress. Take it as a compliment. I just miss your accent and your friends. Speaking of accent, I wanted to know what she was saying at the end of the song, because she's speaking to somebody on the phone in French. And I'm sure a lot of you already know this, because it wasn't hard to find the translation, but this is what she says. She says, "Hey, are you asleep?" "Oh, I'm sorry." "Well, no. Nope. It's not important." "Yep, we went to the beach, and now we..." "Perfect. Let's go." I want to know the other side of the conversation. Like, were they like, "What'd you do today?" "Oh, I want to go to the beach." And two, she's like, "Okay, let's go." I don't know. I don't know. It's cutie. I love candid stuff like that. Like, I love that was just included in the song. Harry has a little quote about it that he mentioned in an interview. He said, "That's just a voice note of my ex-girlfriend talking. I was playing guitar and she took a phone call, and she was actually speaking in the key of the song. It works out perfectly." Ugh, it just makes me so happy. It's like, I don't know, it just fits, but it's also, like, really sad to think that, like, that little piece that he has left of her is... all that's left is just a little voice note in a song. Speaking of sad, let's talk about Falling. A lot of these lyrics hit really hard. I think, like, the happy songs on this album are really happy, obviously. And then the really sadder songs are, like, way too sad, where it kind of feels like a slap in the face of how sad they are. He says, "And I can't take it back. I can't unpack the baggage you left. And I'm well aware I write too many songs about you. And it kills me because I know we've run out of things we can say." There's a part in the bridge when he says, "And I get the feeling that you'll never need me again." And it just kind of sounds like a cry, or kind of like, I say this a lot, but there's so many lines that feel like it's so dramatic. It's almost like cinematic, where you feel like you're like, you need to like sing it on like a cliff and like scream it out into like the ocean in the middle of the night. Like, it feels like that. It feels very cinematic. It feels like that moment in the movie when like the main character is like at their worst and they're just like crying on the floor. And it's like the most relatable thing ever, but it's like, does that really happen in real life? I would like it to. I would love to have my dramatic moment on like the side of a cliff and just like scream, sing into the night sky. And maybe I'll do that sometime. Maybe I'll save it all up. I'll make a file of lines to scream at nature. Lines to scream at nature. There you go. That's a great question I should ask when I have people on. Hey, what's a line in a song that you want to scream at the sky? Because there's a lot, and this is one of them. There's so many songs on this album that are just like iconic Harry Styles songs. I mean, obviously, a lot of these he still performs now. And I think this album was a great next step from his debut album. And he continues to impress us with his next album, which is Harry's House, that we'll talk about next week. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll be back to finish my series next week.